Good morning. I want to welcome you to the first session on the culture of liberty in the Americas. These themes have only occasionally come before us as people who are interested in liberty. I can recall in 1979 the Mount Pelerin Society held a regional meeting in Spain, and F.A. Hayek said he would only attend if one day's session was at the University of Salamanca, and that that session would be devoted to the School of Salamanca, and he and Marjorie Grice Hutcheson, his former student who was a professor at the University of Malaga, spoke, and it was very important for the people, classical liberals, to be aware, he felt, of the contributions of Iberia to liberty, and especially by the School of Salamanca, and which he had emphasized in his own writing, and especially in the books of Marjorie Grice Hutcheson. Now, today we have a chance to deal with the subject from another perspective, even though the writings of the School of Salamanca were very widely known and used in the courses in the universities in Latin America. Now, when I was teaching at the City College of New York 40 years ago, the entering students were not required to take American history because they had already passed the famous Regents exams in New York State in American history and therefore were well prepared after many years, so that, except for, instance, foreign students who would have to take American history at the college. Therefore, the purpose was to leave room for a wider or deeper study of history beyond the survey in which they were already well prepared, as shown by the Regents examination. And there had been a very strong development in American universities, especially in the second quarter of the 20th century, under the influence of Professor Bolton, who was the professor at the University of California, Berkeley, during the 20s, 30s, 40s. And the Bolton plan or thesis, which was adopted very widely, was that the freshmen, all the freshmen in a university, should take a course on Western Hemispheric history, a history that showed that the Western Hemisphere had a common history, of course, emphasizing from the point of European arrival, settlement, conquest, etc. But this was very widely copied and used, and then over time there have been changes in the way universities develop curriculum, and over time this idea of a Western Hemispheric history for all the freshmen has unfortunately disappeared. But we happen to be meeting in a geographical area which has been part of that, very central as what has been called the borderlands between the Anglo-Saxon settlement and the Spanish settlement, and the meeting of the cultures here. I can remember as a child having a book about cowboys and how all the names for various things cowboys did and wore were Spanish, and that a very large number of the cowboys were vaqueros, and that this very ordinary part of the cultural interaction is rather lost. There are other things people now look for and look at. So we have an opportunity this morning to begin to rediscover some of the important aspects, especially for classical liberals, in the history of the Western Hemisphere. And we have two very good, knowledgeable speakers. We will first have Dario Fernandez Moreira from the Northwestern University from the Department of Spanish and Portuguese Literature.